Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Hussein Kamani. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures we are always able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the opportunity for gaining immense reward by supporting our efforts is endless. You never know who will be able to benefit from your donation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, and jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, should we start, inshallah? Let's start, inshallah. All right, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. That's our dua of this halaqa, right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love. The love of those actions that will gain His love. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of the people that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we love Allah, we love the people of Allah, and we love the actions that get us to Allah, then of course we will be beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is our goal, inshallah ta'ala. I'm really, really excited about today's class that we're doing. We're starting something which has been dear to my heart for a while, and I've wanted to study for a while, and tawfiq of Allah that I was with another brother, and we were talking two Jummas ago, like, yo, what book are we going to do for halaqa? Because Sufficient Answer was lit, mashallah, and it wasn't me. We were just reading the book, you know what I mean? And I was like, I don't know, man. We set the standard high, you know? And so there was a poem. Written by a great scholar. And one of the things is, what I notice is, when it comes to scholarship, there's normally certain countries that we focus on scholarship from. Certain ethnicities in certain countries, those are the places we focus on, the luminaries of those places. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has awliya, friends of Allah, everywhere. And in one narration, which I shared with you before, there's a saying that whenever 40 believers get together, one of them is a wali of Allah. Whenever 40 believers get together, somebody up in here got what we used to, got the juice. That's the old term for it. Somebody here's got it. I don't know who it is, but it ain't me, somebody else. But khair, the point being is that there's awliya all over the world. And unfortunately, we are not connected. And what that does is it marginalizes portions of our community when we're always talking about Sheikh from Indo-Pak, Sheikh from Arabia, Sheikh from Maghrib, Sheikh from this place. He's like, what about our sheikhs? What about our sheikhs? And the other people just simply don't know. They're unaware of the scholarship from those other countries. And so who we're studying tonight is called Sheikh al-Khadim, Khadim al-Rasul, the servant of the Prophet ﷺ, was his laqab, his nickname. His name was Ahmadu Bamba. Don't say Ahmed. His name is Ahmadu. All right? Because that's how they say it. You know what I'm saying? You ever had someone try to say your name in their language the way they think it should be said? And you're like, no, can you say my name the way my mom said it? You know what I mean, right? Okay, so his name is Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba, right? He was from the, I'm going to try my best. Mambak, do it. Mambake family. Mambake family, which is a family well known for knowledge and ulum at his time. He was born into this family. He was born in 1853. He was born in 1853 in Senegal. And that was a time when French colonialism was strong. French colonialism was strong. And because it was so strong, what happened is around the age of 30, he started to write this book called Masalik al-Jinan, and basically the pathways to heaven. And what he did was he took like all of the great authors from our history, and he took their books and he summarized them down into a poem. And the beauty of it is, like, see, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi that we studied, there was no rhyme to his book. It was prose. The beauty of this is that it's so beautiful just to listen. You know, we always got to add soul to something. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't feel me on that one. Okay, cool. Whatever. Cool. So he passed away in 1927. He was imprisoned for over 20 years. The French colonizers, they were like, this dude's too powerful. He has too much pull. And so they imprisoned him. They imprisoned him for over 20 years. And then when he got out after that, his following and his influence was even greater. So they're like, no, we're just going to imprison you forever now. And they sent them off to Mauritania. But till today, I mean, his books are read. And when we read this, this book is all about rectification of your soul. His main thing was jihad. Y'all like, uh-oh, got to go, not coming back. No, jihad of the pen. He said, my jihad, again, he wrote a poem to the French colonizers that you accuse me of jihad. Yeah, I'm doing jihad, but my jihad is with taqwa and knowledge, ilm. That's how we do jihad. Y'all can come in. There's plenty of room up here. Plenty of room, inshallah. Fadda sharafna. Come. Move up, inshallah. Make room. Allah will make room for us in Jannah, inshallah. Okay, so the way this poem is, there are 1,500 lines of poetry. 1,500 lines of poetry. And in each one of these lines is a gem. And he's primarily focusing on self-rectification, cleaning your heart, cleaning your soul, getting you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so let's just read it, inshallah ta'ala. Y'all ready, inshallah? All right, bismillah. This is just his introduction. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa sallam taslima. May the peace and blessings be upon our master Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa taslima. Then he has a verse, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّي. Whoever looks forward to meeting Allah, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So that person should begin to do righteous deeds, good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And never ever associate any partners with Allah. Only worship Allah. اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. He says, my Lord is Allah. This isn't the poem. He's just introducing it. He says, my Lord is Allah. I associate no partners with Him. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ. There is no power to do good, no power to refrain from evil, إِلَّا بِهِ. So that dua that we make, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you know, like your mom sometimes says it when you do something bad, hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, real quick. So that dua actually means there is no power to do good except Allah, and there's no power to refrain from evil except from Allah. So Allah is the way we do righteous, but Allah is also the way where you refrain from evil deeds as well. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. He says, oh Allah, make us from the muttaqeen. Say, Ameen. Alladhina tataqabbalu minhum, the ones that you accept their actions. Wa la taj'alna min alladhina dhalla sa'yuhum fil hayati dunya wa hum yahsabuna annahum yuhsinuna sun'a. And don't make us from those people who their struggles and efforts in this world have just gone astray and they thought they were doing something. Like, that's the scariest thing. Like, you thought you were actually doing what Allah wanted, and on Yawm al-Qiyamah you find out you did it all wrong. So you ask Allah, oh Allah, don't make me of those people. Make me of the people who whatever I did is accepted from me in this dunya. And then he says, وَلَا تَحْرِمْنَا أَجْرَ هَذَا تَعْلِيف. He says, oh Allah, don't deprive me of the reward of writing this book for people. وَلَا أَجْرَ غَيْرِهِ. And do not deprive others who are reading it. Bijahi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the blessing of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so that's his introduction. We'll begin his book now, inshallah. Qala ibn shaykhihi al-baki ahmadu adakhalahu khayr al-jinani samadu. He says in the first line, the son of Shaykh Ahmed man baki adakhalahu khayr al-jinani samadi. He says, me, the son of his sheikh, Ahmed says, and may Allah enter his father into paradise. So he's just saying, I'm saying this, but he's making a dua for his father first because his father was his first sheikh. So he's making a dua for his father that adakhalahu khayr al-jinani samadu. May Allah enter him into the best of Jannah, the paradise of as-samad. Allah. Ma'a jami'i al-muslimin al-mukhlasina. وَكُلِّ مَنْ فَازَ بِالْأَخْلَاسِ آمِينًا. He says, may he enter into paradise with all of the sincere Muslims. all of the sincere Muslims, wa kulli man faza, and everyone who has become successful due to the result of their ikhlas. Ameen. What does he mean by that? He means that if you want to be successful in deen in the sight of Allah, the primary thing you need to focus on is this word ikhlas. And what does ikhlas mean? It means that the only motivation behind your action is one sole motivation. It's the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only motivation. The only motivation. Then he says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi minna talab ikhlasa sa'yin wa mura'at al-adab. I mean, his flow is like, like I was reading it and it was just like, yo, someone needs to put like, never mind, whatever. Alhamdulillahi alladhi minna talab. He says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi minna talab. All praise to Allah who has from us talab, asked or sought from us, ikhlasa sa'yin. All Allah asks from you is a sincere effort. Ikhlasa sa'yin, a sincere effort. That's all. See, we focus on outcomes. But he's saying right here, all praise to the one who the only thing he asks from me and you is that our struggle be sincere. That's it. Not that we make it, but the struggle be real. Number one, ikhlasu sa'yin wa mura'at al-adab, and that the one who asked us to observe the correct etiquettes as well. So part of this book, Sheikh Ahmed Bamba, what he focuses on is adab as well. Ikhlas and adab. And so the people, his students, the main thing you'll notice about them, number one, the ikhlas, beautiful ikhlas. But number two, the adab that they have with people. And what he's telling us is that the primary thing Allah wants from us is correct etiquette, correct adab with people, correct courtesy with people, love for people. And he's going to talk about exactly what that is. So again, what does he say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi minna talab ikhlasa sa'yin wa mura'at al-adab. All praise to the one who has only asked us for a sincere struggle and mura'at al-adab, and that we take into consideration the correct adab. The one who, مَنْ يَنْظُرُ الْكُلُوبَ وَالسَّرَائِرَ دُونَ الَّذِي مِنَّا يَكُونُ ظَاهِرًا. He says, see, what I love about this is he's resetting our focus. He says, the one who's not, the one who looks at our hearts, I'll just wait, y'all get set. No, it's all good, it's all good. Make room, inshallah. Come in. Yeah. It's very hot, but I can't do nothing about it. So I got this. Okay, so he says, he's still praising Allah. He's still introducing his book. He says, مَنْ يَنْظُرُ الْقُلُوبَ وَالسَّرَائِرَ. The one who's only looking at the hearts and the inner secrets. So what he's reminding you here, and he says, دُونَ الَّذِي مِنَّا يَكُونُ ظَاهِرًا. He's like, not the one who doesn't look at what's external. The thing here, brothers and sisters, until we focus on our internal beauty, our external beauty means nothing, man. Your external beauty, it fades away quickly, man. It's not what matters. And so what he's saying, he's trying to turn our attention and say, look, all praise to the one who only asks you for sincere struggle, that you have adab, and he's the one that looks at your heart and your inner secret. He does not look at your external. So why are you spending so much time on your external, yo? Take care of it, no doubt. But at least double the time of your external on your internal, because that's what truly matters. ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ مَعَ السَّلَامِ يَتْبَعُ عَلَى الَّذِي فِينَا غَدًا يُشْفَعُ. He says, then after I say that, prayers and peace and blessings, may they follow the one who will intercede for us tomorrow. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who, مَنْ بِفَضَائِلِ الْهُدَى تَحَلَّى وَأَنْ رَضَائِلِ الْرَدَى تَخَلَّى. He says, the one who adorned himself with all of the beautiful qualities of character, and he rid himself from all of the disgusting character traits. He uses two words here I want you to write down. Tahalla. Tahalla is like to put on jewelry. To like, you know. Yeah, flossing. I didn't know if they still use that. That's why. Like, okay. All right. I'm getting older now, so you know my slang is like 90s like slang. Right? So tahalla means to put on like jewelry. But what he's saying here is Some people, they adorn themselves not with the physical adornments, but with the character adornments. So he uses the word tahalla, but tahalla isn't enough. There's another word that he uses, which is tahalla, which is mean to discard. So the role of the believer here is two things, brothers and sisters. Tahalla, putting on yourself the stuff that will make you beautiful, but at the same time, getting off of you the stuff that will make your character look. The one who has beautified himself with beautiful character, but at the same time, he has gotten rid of from his character the lowest attributes. Muhammad al-Kashif anna al-ghuma wa alihi wa sahbihi wal umma. He says, Muhammad, that's who I'm talking about. This whole time, he didn't say his name. He's like, now I'm going to tell you, Muhammad, Kashif al-gham, the one who takes sadness away. Study his life. Know who he is. Take sadness away. Kashif al-ghumma. He says, Kashif al-ghumma wa alihi wa sahbihi wal umma. And may prayers be upon him, his companions, and his entire ummah. How long? This is the beauty of his poetry. People don't realize the scholarship of the scholars of Senegal. They don't realize the level of Arabic. The level of Arabic in this is like beyond par excellence. And I'm going to give you examples. He says, "Ma haza man yukabidu shaytana wa nafsahu ma al hawajinana." He says, may prayers be on the Prophet so long as the one who fights against shaitan and his own desires is in Jannah. That long, may that long prayers be upon the Prophet. What, and may prayers be upon the Prophet. وَنَالَ مَنْ يُطَاهِرِ الْجَنَانَ مِنَ الْأُيُوبِ نُورَ وَرِضْوَانَ. And may prayers be upon the Prophet so long as the one who cleans their heart from faults gains Jannah, Nur, and the pleasure of Allah. So he's actually indicating something deeper to you. He's actually telling you, so long that you keep working on your heart, like at heart work, plug, shameless plug right there, right? So long that you keep working on your heart, so long that you are gaining Jannah, Ridwan, wa Nura. And last he says, this was just so moving. He says, and may prayers be upon the Prophet, wa dama man lam yaltafit lil khalqi, Yahwil wusuli lil ilahil haqqi. He says, and may prayers be upon the Prophet so long as the one who stops looking at other people gets close to Allah. Yo, do y'all realize what he's saying there? He's basically saying the thing stopping you from Allah is you keep in the car looking at the dude next to you. Remember that? Rubbernecking. Yo, Dallas be rubbernecking like crazy. Why is everyone worried about someone else? People you never won't see again. You don't know. But they influence us so much. So look what he says. وَدَامَ مَنْ لَمْ يَلْتَفِتْ لِلْخَلْقِ يَحْوِ الْوُسُولِ. And as long as the one who stops looking at other creation, that person keeps getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wabadu. Now he starts to introduce his book a little more. Wabadu fatawhidu qismaini munqasimun fasara tawhidaini. Write this down. He says, wabad. He's starting, you know, that's how they start. He says, wabadu fatawhid qismain. Tawhid, the oneness of Allah, tawhid. Qismain, two types of tawhid. Munqasimun fasara tawhidaini. He says it's split, so it's almost like there's two tawheeds. What does he mean? فَأَوَّلٌ تَكَلَّمٌ وَثَانِي تَعَرَّفٌ لَتُنْكِرَ الْبَيَانِي. He says, فَأَوَّلٌ تَكَلَّمٌ. The first tawheed is the tawheed that we just say. شَدُوَ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ شَدُوَ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. تَكَلَّمٌ, speech. It's just on your tongue. You just say, I'm a Muslim. Yeah, I'm a Muslim. It's just right here. That's it. It's just تَكَلَّم. He says, وَثَانِي ta'arruf. The second one is ta'arruf. You know what ta'arruf means? It means get to know, but it's deeper than that. You know ta'arruf means? Like, you know, some people before they were married, they thought they knew something. But then when they got married, They had experiential knowledge of something. So now, when you dap the brother up, you're like, Salaam, how you doing? And it's like, I know what you know. We got knowledge on the same, we got experiential knowledge of life. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you a better example, because some of y'all can't relate yet. So imagine somebody like who grew up in like, you know, South America, like on the equator somewhere, right? They went to school and they learned about snow, right? They looked in the school books, textbooks, and they learned like there's something called snow, all right? And they even went on YouTube and like saw snow. So if they had an exam in school, you know, fifth grade, what is snow, Johnny? Then, or Jose, it's Columbia, right? No, I didn't know what. All right, my bad. Sorry, okay. Don't judge me, man. Come on, yo. Stuff for a lot. I'm sorry, my bad. Some people are like, I ain't coming back. That really messed up. Whatever I say, Columbia, whatever. Okay, cool. Anyways, Miguel, that's my name, all right? Miguel. So if you ask him what is snow, back to the point. If you ask him what is snow, he'll tell you what it is. Book knowledge, right? That's Tawheed Takallum. Like you ask him, yo, who's your Lord? Who's your Lord? Allah. Who's your provider? Allah. Right? Lose your job and then realize who's the provider then. Nah, for real. That's the deeper knowledge. So now you take me and ask me what's snow. Where did I grow up? You know where I grew up? Buffalo, New York, yo. That's snow capital. So now look, here's my question. Is my knowledge of snow similar to whatever his name is, his knowledge of snow?
No, it's not.
It's not. Like I felt snow in my boots walking to school. No joke, seriously, like it's not a big deal, I'm just saying. That dude just saw pictures of it. That dude just saw pictures. So what he's saying is Tawheed is the exact same thing. There are some people who like, yeah, la ilaha illallah. And there's some people who's like, yo, la ilaha, yo, snow in my boots, la ilaha illallah. Like I felt the power of Allah. I know Allah's the provider because I lost everything and I still had. The world turned on me and Allah protected me. That's called ta'aruf, like arafta. And the Prophet used this word himself. Let me give you an example. A man once came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he's like, Ya Rasulullah. He asked him, Kayfa asbahta? How are you doing this morning? He's like, I woke up and I could see Jannah. I could see it. Like, it's like in front of me. It's real. And I could see hellfire. It's real. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Arafta falzam. You got it now. Just hold it. You got it now. You've experienced it now. Just hold it now. So all I'm trying to say, all he's trying to say, not me, he says, فَبَعْدُ فَتَوْهِيدِ قِسْمَيْنِ مُقَسِمٌ فَصَارَ تَوْهِيدَيْنِ Tawheed, there's two types. Two tawheeds. فَأَوَّلٌ تَكَلَّمٌ وَثَانِ تَعَرَّفٌ لَا تُنْكِرَ الْبَيَانِ The first one is tekallam, speech. Yeah, la ilaha illallah. Yeah, I know what snow is. وَثَانِ It was like, yeah. عَرَفْتُ تَعَرَّفٌ لَا تُنْكِرَ بَيَانِ He's like, don't find my breakdown strange. لَا تُنْكِرَ بَيَانِ Like, I got you. I'm explaining it to you, but don't judge me. Then he says, وَذَاكَ لِلْأُمُومِ يُنْسَبُ That first one, oh, that's for the average person. كَمَا كَانَ لِلْخُسُوسِ قَدْ انْتَمَى The second one is for the more elite. That more elite, when you experience Tawheed a little longer, you get that deeper one. وصاحب الأموم ما تقدم كلامنا فيه كتاب نظيمة He says, okay, that first one, I already wrote a book on it. The name of that book is مواهب القدس. So he says, as for the first one, وصاحب الأموم ما تقدم If you want the first one, go to my other book. If you want the first one, go to my other book. كلامنا فيه كتاب نظيمة I wrote a poem on that one too. I wrote a poem on that one too. He was gifted. وهو الذي نشره السنوسي سبت رسول ربنا القدوسي He says, the poem that I wrote was based on Imam Sunusi's book. Imam Sunusi is a scholar of Aqidah. He wrote many books on Aqidah. So he's like, the book I wrote on for the first knowledge of Tawheed, I based it off Sunusi's. I took his book, made a poem out of it. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, صلى وسلم الإله ورضيه عليه أنه كل عد كل عرضة Let me say that again. صلى وسلم الإله ورضي عليه أنه كل عد كل أراضي. This is an example of the beauty of his Arabic. And I'm going to get a little technical, but I think you'll appreciate it. He says, Salla wa sallam al-ilah. When you say sallallahu, what do you normally say next? Sallallahu alay. Alay, right? You say alay. So alay normally comes with salla. When you say radiallahu, what do you normally say after that? An. Now look what he does. It's amazing Arabic. He says, Salla wa sallam al-ilah wa radiya. Wa radi. Then he says, alayhi anhu. In Arabic, it's amazing what you do. You know how, so he says, salla, what connects to that? Alay. But before that, he puts radiya. But what connects to that? Anhu. So he goes like this. Salla, what does he say? Salla wa sallam al-ilah wa radi alayhi anhu. Meaning the same way I said him, say him here. Do you get what I'm saying? All right, khair. Inshallah, khair. It's all good. But he says, may prayers and blessings be upon the Prophet, and may Allah be pleased with the scholars who wrote these books. Kulla adda kulli aradi. As much as the occurrences that happen in the dunya. Just over and over again. Amal ladhi hawa al-khusus fahwa ma na'ti bihi aydan huna muntadhima. The second knowledge of Tawheed, that's the one I'm writing about right now. وَجَتُهُ قَدَ صَنَّفَ الْأَحْبَارُ. He's like, yo, what I'm reading right now, many scholars have written on this already. فِيهِ دَفَاتِرَ لَهَا أَسْرَارُ. There are so many books with little gems in it. Like, come on, we read Ibn Qayyim. We were like, wow, this was amazing. He says, there's so many books written already on this topic. He says, كَشَيْكِنَ الْمُجَدِّدَ الْغَزَالِ. Like Imam Ghazali. وَإِبْنَ أَطَاءِ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَآلِ. Or أَطَاءِ اللَّهِ الْأَسْكَنْدِرِ. He says, وَشَيْكِنَ الْكُتْنِي ذِي الْأَنْوَارِ غَوْطِ الْوَرَىٰ كُتُبِ الرَّحَى الْمُخْتَارِ. Names another Kutni. وَشَيْكِنَ الْخَلِيفَةَ الْمُؤَيِّدِ بِالْحَقِّ مَنْ رَبِّ الْوَرَىٰ مُحَمَّدِ وَشَيْكِنَ الْمُفَسِّلِ الْقُرْآنِ مُحَمَّدَ الْمَنْسُوبِ دَيْمَانِ. He says, and our Shaykh, the Mufassir of Quran, the exegesis of the Quran, Muhammad, that's called Daymani. That was his name, Daymani. And that's the book he's actually making short. Look what he says next. لَكِنَّمَا كُتُبُهُمْ لِتُولِ زَهِدَ فِيهَا جُلَّ هَذَا جِيلِ. He says, but you know, their books are so long that the people in this time, they don't read them no more. Man, he wrote this book in 1883 to 87. And he's like, people don't read them anymore. Come on. SubhanAllah, he did us a favor. لَكِنَّمَا كُتُبُهُمْ لِتُولِ زَهِدَ فِيهَا جُلَّ هَذَا جِيلِ. But their books are so long, people don't read them nowadays. فَاخْتَرْتُ دَسْتِعَانَةٍ بِالْوَالِ نَذْمَ الَّذِي نَشْرَهُ الْيَدَالِ. He says, so I chose and asked Allah for help, the protector, to make this poem of Dayali, this work of Dayali, into an entire poem, his work. لِجَمْعِهِ جَمِيعَ مَعْلِ السَّلَفِ. Because that work has so much of the previous generations. بِكَوْنِهِ قَاتِمَ التَّصَوُّفِ. Because of his status of a scholar of spirituality. He says, فَجِتُ فِيهِ. He's basically right now, brothers and sisters, explaining why he chose the books that he chose to put into his poem. Look what he says next. He says, I wrote, نَذَمَنْ يَرُومُ حَالَ كُلِّ مُبْتَدِي وَحَالَ مُنْتَهِنْ إِذَا لَمْ يَحْسُدِي. He says, I wrote a book that will improve the spiritual state of every beginner. Every beginner. People in his class are like, yo, this stuff is deep. This ain't for me. Now, he's literally saying, for every beginner. But look what he says next. وَحَالَ مُنْتَهِنْ. But this will better the one at the end of the journey too. إِذَا لَمْ يَحْسُدِي. As long as you don't have any jealousy for nobody. Jealousy is like kryptonite, brothers and sisters. Kryptonite for your iman. Destroys iman. He says, this book will help you. You just got to get jealousy out of your heart for people. He says, but he specifically says jealousy for the people at the end of the journey. Because those are the people that get it the hardest. The people in the beginning, like, I can't be jealous of nobody. I just started this race. But the one at the end of the race is like, who you think you are? I'm the sheikh. I'm the sheikha. You get what I'm saying? So he's specifically speaking about people who are advancing, that as you advance in spirituality, you better watch yourself, that that jealousy doesn't creep up. Look what he says. He goes into jealousy now. He says, إِذَا الْحَسُودُ لَيْسَ ذَنْتِفَاعِ بِفَضْلِ مَنْ عَصَرَ بِاتِّبَاعِ. Beautiful. He says, because the jealous person can never ever benefit from the good of their contemporary, and they'll never follow him. Look what he's saying. Look, this is a major problem in our community. There is so much jealousy and inner fighting among scholars. He says the problem is when someone is a contemporary of someone and jealousy comes in, you're the one that misses out. You won't benefit from that person. Oh, there's nothing I can learn from them. There's nothing I could get from that person. Far be it from that person to even follow that person. Why? Because of jealousy. Yeah, I know y'all. I'm feeling it too. وَلَا يَسُرُّهُ مَدَى الزَّمَانِ. Look what he says. وَلَا يَسُرُّهُ مَدَى الزَّمَانِ سِوَى هَلَاكِهِ بِلَا تَوَانِ. And this jealous person, the only thing that will ever make them happy, the sudden death of the person who they're jealous of. It never make them happy. Never be happy. They just want that person done, out, just gone. Suddenly, too. أَعَاذَنَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْحَسُودِ. He says, may Allah protect us from jealousy. Ameen. وَكُلِّ مُغْبِذٍ. And may Allah protect us from every hater. He literally says, hater. I'm not just like, yeah, for real. Yes, every hater. SubhanAllah. وَذِلْ جُهُودِ. And every, like, denier. You know how haters just deny you? They be like, no, that's not nice. No, that wasn't nice. That book you wrote, it wasn't that good. I'm like, dang, yo, are you hating on me? No, haters, they just deny it. Something's good, you recognize. MashaAllah, ahsant. Did amazing. That was so beautiful. But so he says, may Allah protect us from every jealous person, every hater, and every denier. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Their heart, they're like wishing
they're
upon us, or like they're like.
Yeah. Yo, you treat them as they're a parent, but you be careful of their treachery. You know what I'm saying? Like with everyone, the Prophet ﷺ, what he would do, one time a person came, SubhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ was once with Aisha, and a man was coming, and he said to Aisha, he said, this man right here, bitsal akhul ashira. This is a horrible dude that's coming right now. And when he came, the Prophet was like, hey, what's up, bro? What's going on? How you been? It's good. So then when he left, Aisha was like, whoa, you just told me he was the worst. And he said, yeah, the worst person is the one you have to be nice to protect you from their evil. So some people, you just got to play like that. You got to be like, how you doing? You look amazing, girl. Mm-hmm, amazing. And you just keep, because I ain't trying to get on her bad side. It's not good for me. You got that cousin, that uncle, just keep them happy. Everybody got that uncle. Just keep them happy, man. Keep them happy. And they plotting on you on the low, so just be careful. Okay, a little bit more. Bismillah, listen, this is amazing. He says, أَحْيَيْتُ فِيهِ مَا أَمَاتَهُ الْوَرَىٰ مِنَ الْعُلُومِ إِذْ أَرَاهُمُ الْكَرَىٰ. He says, أَحْيَيْتُ, I revived in this book, فِيهِ مَا أَمَاتَهُ الْوَرَىٰ, that which everyone from the ummah thought was dead of knowledge, only because they're sleeping. He's like, there's knowledge that, SubhanAllah, when we read Ibn Qayyim, when we read, you're like, there's so much knowledge here. But because we're sleeping, we're like, oh, where am I going to find this? Let me go to Barnes & Noble self-help section. No, we got the knowledge. It's just we're all sleeping. So he says, Ahyaytu, I revived it. And I, SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, like, reading this, one thing I like about his style of poetry, the words, it's like, you know, y'all know when you, it just sticks in your head. And before you know, you walking around like, whatever, I don't know what's new. So with the poetry, when you recite it, it's kind of like it just sticks with you. And SubhanAllah, it's like your own subconscious reminding you of khair when you memorize the words. It's amazing. لَعَلَّنِي أُجْزَى غَدًا بِالْحُسْنَى مَعَ الْيَدَالِي. He says, I revived this. Why? Maybe Allah will reward me tomorrow with good. Maybe. and raise me up on Yawm al-Qiyamah with the scholars whose works I put into a poem. Look what he says. Now this is for me and you. Look at this. He goes, وَأَطْلُبُ دَعْوَةَ مِمَّنْ نَظَرَ وَمِنْ مُطَارِئٍ فَأَحْرَ مَنْ قَرَى. He goes, now I ask anyone who's looking at my book to make a dua for me. If you read in my book right now, throw up one. So right now, do a Fatiha. And then ask Allah to give the reward for it to him and his mother, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. And this is a habit. Whoever you learned from, yo, make dua for them, man. Make dua for the people you learned from. Make dua for them. He says, وَكُلُّ مَنْ نَظَرَ فَلْيَدْعُ لَنَا. Everyone who looks at this book, make dua for us. بِخَيْرِ مَا يُدْعَى لِعَبْدٍ أَحْسَنَا. The best dua. Just put us in Jannah for those. Make that dua for us. إِذِ الدُّعَى يَنْفَأُ مَيْتًا فِي الْكُبُورِ. Because dua will benefit the mate in their grave. وَيَنْفَأُ الْحَيُّ وَيُوجِبَ الْأُجُورِ. And it benefits the living person and gives you reward as well. So what are you missing out when you're making dua for someone? Almost, what time is it? We good? Oh, we're good, y'all. سَمَيْتُهُ مَسَالِكَ الْجِنَانِ فِي جَمِئِ مَا فَرَّقَهُ الْدَيْمَانِ. He says, I named this book the pathways. Masalik, the pathways to the garden. فِي جَمِئِ. In all of those things which Daymani, the author, he wrote. إِذْ كُلُّ مَا نَسَ فِيهِ فِي الْخَاتِمَةِ جِئْتُ بِهِ فِي ذَا الْكِتَابِ نَاظِمَةِ. Everything in his book, I've put in this book in a poem. Then he says, وَرُبَّمَا فِيهِ أَزِيدُ بَعْضَمَا. Sometimes I add a little bit. أَخُذُ لِلتَّكْمِيلِ مِنْ غَيْرِهِمَا. I take from other books too and put in the poem. مِنْ كُتُبِ الْكَوْمِكَ إِحْيَاءِ الْعُلُومِ. Like books from people like Imam Ghazali, Ihya Ulumuddin, wa Junnatul Muridi li Shaykh al-Karim. A little bit more, just a little, I promise, inshallah. Lakin idha dhakartu, he's explaining his book now to us, like how he writes. Malik? Sahinku? Come. No? Okay. Lakin idha dhakartu qala bid dhamir. Listen to what he says. Lakin idha dhakartu qala. Whenever I write the word qala, faraji' qala, he said. Whenever I say he said, faraji'un ila al-ghazali ash-shahir. That means I'm talking about who? Imam Ghazali. Wa ghayruhu min ha'ula al-ghurra. Any other amazing scholars? Usarrihu al-isma lahu bi-dhikri. I say their name clearly in this poem. Wa haythu ma dhakartu lafdhul qultu. Whenever I use the word I said, فَمِنْ مَعَانِ قَوْلِهِمْ نَقَلْتُمْ. I've just taken from my deep knowledge that I have. فَكُلُّ مَا فِيهِ صَحِيحٌ أُثْبِتَ. He's like, everything I write in this book is number one, صَحِيح أُثْبِتَ. It's firm. فَحَسِّنْ دَنْ. So have a good opinion about what you're learning. You know, we sit in classes, we sit in jummas, we sit in lectures, and from the moment it starts, we're sitting there like, he ain't going to say nothing. This ain't going to be lit. It's going to be boring. Don't have husna dhan. Have a good opinion. Like, no, I'm going to, there's be something said here today that's going to be change my life. Right? Have husna dhan about where you're seeking knowledge from. And he's about to go deeper into this. He says, wa athbita, and follow it. It's sahih, sound, it's correct, so follow it. Now listen to what he says. Wa la yasudduka anil qubuli kawni qasir al-ba'i fi dhal jili. And let not my low status in this generation stop you from accepting my words in my book. He's like, okay, you don't know who I am. Don't let that stop you from accepting the haq when you hear it. Exactly, exactly. We always look for the biggest name to say it. Well, who said it? Oh, he didn't say it? Oh, no, I don't know him. No, he don't. How many followers he got on Instagram? Right? That's how we affirm people. You about to follow somebody, you're like, oh. 4,000? Nah, he ain't up there yet. For real. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, this is beautiful. He's like, وَلَا يَصُدَّكَ عَنِ الْقُبُولِ كَوْنِي قَصِيرَ الْبَعِي فِي دَجِيلِ. Don't let my low status, he's being humble too. He's like, he's the man. He's like, don't let my low status stop you from, but I'm saying we need to apply that to other people. But look what he says next. ولا يسودك مزد أزماني عن أخذه كوني من السوداني. He says, and don't let the fact that I'm from the black race stop you ever from holding my book. He's being straight up. Like, where's he from? Oh, Sudan? Oh, no. Right? Exactly. He said it. He just came out like, shots fired, man. وَلَا يَصُدُّكَ عَنْ مَدَّ الزَّمَانِ أَنْ أَخْذِهِ كَوْنِي مِنَ السُّدَانِ. And don't ever, for the length of time, let the fact that a black person is teaching you stop you from holding this book. Yes, sister.
I have a question. So why did he have to say that?
Oh, because the value given to scholarship from those places wasn't the value. You're not as official if you didn't come from a lighter skinned place. So he's trying to tell you what your dean already teaches. See, the dean already tells us that. But people don't act that way. And so what he's trying to do here, sister, is remind you of the fact that, hey, are you actually not picking up this book because of how this brother looked? Is that why? So he just understands the nature of people, and especially the scholars of Senegal in that place. How many lectures have you heard from scholars of Senegal in the community or West Africa? Zero. What, they don't got knowledge? That's birthplace of knowledge right there. So what's going on? And that's what he's reminding, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's reminding of that. Look what he says next, sister. Watch this. إِذَا إِذْ أَكْرَمُ الْعِبَادِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ تَقْوَى بِلَا اشْتِبَى. He says, why? Why shouldn't that stop you from my book? إِذْ أَكْرَمَ الْعِبَادِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The most noble person in the law, أَكْثَرُهُمْ تَقْوَى, is the one with the most taqwa. بِلَا اشْتِبَى, with no doubt. It's no doubt. All Allah looks at is taqwa. So he's reminding. Watch this. وَلَيْسَ يُوجِبُ سُوَادِ الْجِسْمِ سَفَاهَةَ الْفَحْمِ سَفَاهَةَ الْفَتَى وَسُوَ الْفَحْمِ. He says, and the blackness of skin, brothers and sisters, does not necessitate ignorance and misunderstanding. I'm not saying it. He's saying it. What does he say? وَلَيْسَ يُوجِبُ سُوَادِ الْجِسْمِ. The color of my skin being dark does not necessitate or imply that I have less understanding than you. Wala tadat nadmi ya Nabil. He's being sarcastic here. He goes, and never put down my poem, O noble person, you. Watch this. Li admi ittiba'i ma aqul. Just because I don't follow everything I say. So he's saying, yo, check this. Oh, noble person. You know how you speak? And then that righteous person over there, I'm like, well, what are you doing? He's like, oh, pious person. Don't put down what I'm saying just because I can't do everything that I'm saying here. Because you'll always find faults in people. You'll always find faults. So if every person has faults and you drop knowledge from people that don't act on everything, who are you going to learn from? Find a perfect person to learn from. Prophet's gone already, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who are you going to learn from? If your condition is, I only follow people that follow everything they preach, you done, yo. You better wait for that Gabriel to come back down. No, seriously, think about that statement. And many of us, we see in action a person doesn't follow everything, and it just throws us off. And you got to be like, no, he or she taught me this thing, and now that's true. And that's the litmus test or ruler that they will be held accountable, and I too will be held accountable to that same litmus test. We good? Just two more lines. وَلَا تُخَصِّصْ فَضْلَ رَبٍ قَدْ عَلَى بِذِي تَقَدُّمٍ فَقَدْ فَتَجْهَلَ. Now, first he's his race. My race is whatever. You don't want to listen to me. Cool. Let me bring the elephant out. Then he goes, there's another issue. You may think that, oh, because I'm young and I came late in the ummah, I can't really benefit you. So he says, وَلَا تُخَصِّصْ فَضْلَ رَبٍ قَدْ عَلَى. Do not restrict the bounty of Allah بِذِ التَّقَدُّمِن, with the people that came before only, فَتَجْهَلَ, or else you'll be ignorant. Why? إِذْ رُبَّمَا أُرِيفَةً مُؤَخَّرًا. Sometimes you'll see a young person that came late in the ummah. مَا غَابَ عَمَّنْ قَلْبَهُ وَأَسَرُ أَسُرَى. This person has understood things that many people before him or her could not understand. Then he says, look, his وَالطَّلُّ قَدَ يَبْدُ أَمَامَ الْوَبَلِ وَالْفَضُّ لِلْوَبَلِ لَا لِلطَّلِّ. He says, the drizzle sometimes comes before the rain pours. It came first, but the rain pouring is what brought true benefit to the plants, not the drizzle. You get what he's saying? Don't look at when I came. Just look at how hard I'm coming. Is my knowledge real? Okay, I came in 2000 and whatever, but is my knowledge? And you know what this affects? Converts. Sometimes someone just came in the ummah. Oh, you knew. What you know? They might know more than you. They might only have 5 years under their belt in Islam. But who knows? The drizzle comes first. The pour comes later. It's beautiful. Okay. He says, فَلَا تَنَاسَ هِنَ نَدْمِ تَزْدَرِي نَسَ الْحَدِيثِ أُمَّتِي كَالْمَطَرِي. So one of the beautiful things he does is like, it's all a poem. So he can't like tell a whole hadith because it'll break up the poem. So what he'll do is he'll give you the two words of the poem and people of knowledge will know what that means. And your teacher is able to explain that to you. So he says, when you want to put down my poem because I'm so young, don't forget the hadith, ummati kalmatari. What is ummati kalmatari? Let me tell you the hadith now. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith, my ummah is like the rain. You never know, is the beginning of the rain more beneficial or the end of the rain more beneficial? So you don't know which part of that water is causing benefit. So he's trying to say, I came later, that doesn't mean I can't cause benefit to the ummah. Okay? All right, we're going to stop, inshallah, right at 9 o'clock, inshallah. Nadamtuhu nasihat al-ikhwani. I wrote this poem as nasiha to everyone, me and you. Arju bihar rida ladar rahmani. I'm seeking the pleasure of Rahman. Wallaha rabbi ajtadi wa huwa kareem. I swear by Allah, my Lord, I tried my hardest, and He is kareem. Taqabbul a'mal minna arum. I hope He just accepts this from me. Ghufranahu wa lutfuhu wa rahma. His forgiveness, His mercy, and His gentleness. Huna wa hanna li jami'il ummah. Here and over there for the whole ummah. Wa minhu jalla wa huwa dhu fadlin ala ibadihi arju biha hudal mala. He says, wa minhu jalla wa huwa dhu fadlin ala al-ibad. Wa minhu, and from Him, dhu fadl, from the one of bounty, that gives bounty on their Lord, arju biha, I ask for guidance. I ask for guidance. Okay. That's my son? That's my son too, right there. Wow. Okay, that's a sign right there. Okay, I think this is a good place to stop. What's so funny? Okay. Yeah, so this is a good place to stop, actually. So we actually did about 60 lines of his poem tonight. Okay. We're just introducing it, okay? And he's going to now start to get into very practical. His style is very practical. He's going to teach you the importance of having a wird. He's going to teach you the importance of dhikr, meditation, charity, reading Quran, fighting the evils of lust, fighting the evils of desires. He's going to go into each one of these things and start to break them all down. But the most beautiful part I love is that it's in a poem form. And the flow just like elevates your heart. Like his flow, it just lightens his whole style. You know what I'm saying? So khair inshallah. I hope inshallah Allah give us the ability to finish this inshallah. We have 1,500 lines of poetry. We did 60 today. Alhamdulillah, who knows? 30 classes, wallahu alam, right? Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. But the point, I want your intention. Your intention should be to take benefit from this great scholar that you had no idea existed and who wrote an entire book on poetry form encompassing the likes of Ibn Atta'illah Asqandari and Imam Ghazali and Daimani and other great scholars. So inshallah, Dr. Randolph Ware, Dr. Bilal Ware, he has a very good translation of this on Amazon called Jihad with the Pen. Jihad of the Pen. And Dr. Bilal Ware, Bilal, but Randolph is his real name. So Dr. Bilal Ware, he has a book called Jihad of the Pen. And he translated the first quarter of this in the most beautiful English. Amazing. Amazing. I know. That's why I didn't want to say it. Yeah, that one is a bit.
How much?
It's like 45. Yeah. Yeah. College textbook, exactly. Khair, inshallah. Let's make a dua, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the reality of what we read and put it in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to protect our hearts from any type of jealousy and hatred for anyone else, Ya Allah. We ask you to give us sincere efforts for your pleasure, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, whatever sins we have become addicted to and habituated to, we ask you, Ya Allah, through the barakah of our studies and the barakah of all of these great people here, Ya Allah, we ask you to purify us, Ya Allah. We ask you to forgive us, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to use this gathering as a means to get us closer to you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you to increase our knowledge and our taqwa and our awareness of you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaneen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.